We can choose to be healthier and happier through the power of that divinity that lives inside of us and all around us. And so each week we share with you ways to do just that. Often, all we need to do is actually discover and then release whatever those internal obstacles have been that have blocked our connection with that divine source of all life. That's what I call God, but you can call it whatever you like. Because what blocks us is often not conscious. It's below our level of awareness. We need a power that's bigger than ourselves to begin embracing our God-given birthright, to feel whole, to be happy, to be prosperous, to feel joyous and free in mind and body and in spirit. And so if that's what you want, you're in the right place. I hope that you and all of your friends join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and holistic life coach with decades of counseling experience, and my passion has always been sharing what I've learned about healing pain, about living a happier and more peaceful life, about clearing the suffering that so many of us are doing. And it's about feeling connected with that divine power that lives inside of us, and how that divine source of life itself can and does heal pain and suffering. I know firsthand how faith in that divine source of life can heal all of our woundedness. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what helps, what really matters. My intention always is to provide you not only with the tools, but with the inspiration to remember your wholeness, to find it, and to live it. Divine Spirit is alive in each and every one of us. I know that, because without it, we wouldn't be breathing. When Spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, we have that divine spark of life and the power it holds living right inside of us. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, even where you are, it only matters that you know and begin to connect with that divine source of life. Because of that inner divinity, we have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering. I know because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I hope you join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org, as we explore the many ways there are to tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives in your heart. It's yours as soon as you claim it. There is never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience wholeness or joy or prosperity. There's only stuff that we have to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that right inside of us. That divine power is ours to use for all things good, and it arises most easily and fully from humility and gratitude. And so I want to thank you so much for listening, and to also let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and I'd love to hear from you on that Facebook page. We also begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a greater harmony, and to let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it begins to feel more strongly that divine spirit that is actually animating the body. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and I hope you join us for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Mind with the man in the mirror. Oh yeah. Simone. And before that, we heard Michael Jackson singing one of my favorite songs by him, Man in the Mirror, because if you want to know what's going on, you just look in the mirror, and that's where you can do your work. Hello, all you beautiful spirits. For those of you who are just joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and spiritual life coach, and I am your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and it's a show that's focused on discovering the tools as well as the inspiration to live happier and healthier lives. We live in amazing times because there are so many ways that are available to almost every one of us to heal ourselves, to tap into the source of healing, which is that divine spark of life that lives inside each and every one of us. And that's actually where our power comes from. That's where we can find unconditional love. That's where all healing comes from, the source of all life, which I call God. You can call universal energy. I don't really think it matters what you call it, but it lives inside of you as well as all around you. And when we can tap into the power and the beauty and the unconditional love that lives in our core, we begin to wake up in a way that we haven't before. And even if we get caught in scary or painful places, if we can remember that and get quiet and go inside and tap into that divine source of life itself that lives inside of us, it can really help us come back into a space of knowing that all is well, that God is good, that life is eternal and continues on forever. So every week on this show, we're talking about practical things that each and every one of us can do to be happier and to be healthier, because each of us deserve that. And what we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks is forgiveness, and specifically radical forgiveness. And we are going to talk more about that today, and I'm going to give you more about how to do that, how to be that for yourself. But before we get into that conversation, I want to let everybody know that if you like this show or you like WAIF and you want to be sure that the kind of programming that you will only hear here stays on the air, then I encourage you to call and make a pledge today. The number is 513-749-1444, and I will be happy to take your pledge over the phone. You can also pledge online at WAIF's website, which is WAIF883.org. And if you like this show and you would like it to stay on the air, then please put in Inner Divinity in the notes section when you're making that pledge online. There is no pledge that is too large or too small, so whatever you feel like you can give, I would so appreciate it. And $25, however, will make you a voting member of WAIF, and you'll get our newsletter. And for anyone who donates at any time during the year, $50 or more to this show, I will give them a Timeless Quaker Wisdom CD by Paulette Meyer, which I have featured her music on the show, and people really love it. It is Quaker sayings put to music, and it is truly amazing. And also, for anyone who would like to donate $75 or more to this show on WAIF, then I will give them a free Akashic Record reading. And if you want to know more about what that is, then you're welcome to go to my website, which is just my name, LouisaDyer.com, and you can read all about that. So I want to thank you so much for listening today, because we are a listener-supported radio station. And without knowing that you're out there, and without the pledges that you give to keep us on the air, none of us would be here. So we're really, really grateful for our listeners. And I want to actually start out this talk on radical forgiveness by playing a song for you. And it's called A Perfect Work of Art. It's by Karen Taylor Good. And it's actually on one of the Radical Forgiveness CDs. And it is so amazing. So this is what we're going for when we are doing radical forgiveness, or really what this whole show is based about, of how to know ourselves as the divine beings that we are, as the perfect creations that we are. And so I thought this song would be a good way to get us into feeling what that is. Perfect work of art. That's who we are. So listen to Karen tell you about it. And I'll be back in just a moment. Enjoy. Hear that is, let me be free and joyous and happy and alive. Let me be in a state of oneness and gratitude. That's how we were created. And there's all kinds of things that get in our way, and most of them are related to the pain that we felt in our life and the pain that we carry around with us, whether that's in the form of grief, sadness, resentment, anger, whatever you want to call it. So that's why I'm spending this time talking about this book called Radical Forgiveness that was written by Colin Tipping. And you can find out all the information you want about his books and all the different things we're talking about at his website, which is just colintipping.com. You can also go to radicalforgiveness.com, either one of those websites. And it's really phenomenal because everybody knows that forgiveness is a good thing. Everybody wants to forgive. And most of the time, most of us have a really hard time doing that. Why? Well, I know from my own experience and having worked with thousands of people that we can't make ourselves forgive. All we can do is be willing to forgive. And then forgiveness comes whenever it comes. And when it does come, it is like grace, because we're not in charge of it. It comes when it comes. And so what I love about radical forgiveness is Colin actually gives us a way to fake it till we make it, you might say. To actually do, there's a bunch of different processes that he has. He has a 13-step process. He has a 7-step process. He has a 5-step process. They're all very different from one another. But every single one of them, and he also has a forgiveness worksheet where you can work with forgiving other people, but there's also a self-forgiveness worksheet, which, in my experience, is as or more helpful for most of us than, because if we're judging other people, it can only be because we're judging ourselves, and we're just repressing our own self-judgment and projecting it out onto other people. Because if we had no self-judgments, we would never have a judgment of another person. That's just the way it is. So that radical self-forgiveness, I think, is incredibly important as well. So what radical forgiveness, the main way it's different than regular forgiveness, is in regular forgiveness, there is an assumption that someone did something wrong, and therefore we're going to be the bigger person and we're going to forgive them for it. Well, like I said before, you can't make that happen. You can be willing to, and sometimes when you're willing to, you actually have a shift of energy and forgiveness happens. What usually happens, however, is either no energy shift happens or we start pretending that we have forgiven in one way or another. Because I'll tell you what's not forgiveness, and this is what I see a lot of people attempting to do. When we forgive out of a sense of obligation, like we think we should forgive, that's inauthentic. And you know, we think of forgiveness as the right thing or even the spiritual thing to do. And we think we ought to forgive. But you know what? You can think that all day long and nothing changes. Because that's not forgiveness. That's an idea. Forgiveness is a shift in energy. It's grace. The other thing I see people doing that doesn't work is they try to forgive out of a sense of righteousness. Where, I mean, personally, I think that's the opposite, actually, of forgiveness. If you forgive people because you think you're right and they're wrong or stupid or you pity them, then that is pure arrogance. That is not forgiveness. And again, nothing happens. If we are in a state where we think we are bestowing forgiveness or a pardon for someone for doing something, that's self-delusion. Because we do not possess the power to bestow forgiveness on anyone. When we try to do that, we play God. Because forgiveness is not something we control. It just happens when we are willing. And it is an act of grace. The other thing I see people do is pretending forgiveness. You know, when you pretend that you're not angry, when you actually are, that's what I see a lot. It gives you an opportunity to deny your anger, and that's what you call forgiveness. It isn't. It's a form of self-invalidation. Because what happens when you pretend that you're not angry when you really are, is you allow other people to treat you like the proverbial doormat. And such behavior usually comes from a fear, maybe, of not forgiving or of being abandoned, or from a belief that you're not good enough, or even from a belief that expressing anger is unacceptable. All of those are ways to invalidate your own self, and none of them have anything to do with forgiveness. The other one is where you hear people say forgive and forget. Well, you know, all that really does is create denial. Because forgiveness is not about simple erasure of something happening. We can't do that. Wise people forgive, but they don't forget. What we strive to do when we're wise is to appreciate the gift that's inherent in the situation and to remember the lesson it teaches.
Yes.
We don't forget. The other thing I see people do instead of actually forgiving when they're pretending is to make excuses. Because when we're trying to forgive and we're pretending like we have, what we do is often we have these explanations about why somebody behaved the way they did, or we make excuses for the person that we're forgiving. You know, you might, for example, say of your parents, well, you know, he abused me because he was abused by his own parents, and he was in a lot of pain, and he was sad, and he was doing the best he could. And, you know, that may all be true, and that's not forgiveness, and it doesn't cause a shift. Forgiveness is about letting go of the past and refusing to be controlled by it. And so if that explanation helps you to let go, it may be helpful in that regard, but that explanation or that justification or that excuse, it doesn't remove the idea that something wrong happened. Therefore, it's not radical forgiveness, because that's the basic difference. Forgiveness, regular forgiveness, is something wrong happened and now I'm going to be willing to forgive them. Radical forgiveness is coming to see a bigger picture and understanding that nothing wrong happened, that there was a gift in the situation, and the reason that it happened is because your higher self or your spirit, your soul, was calling that forth to help you grow. And that's a hard thing if you're in the middle of intense pain to hear. So I don't recommend going around and telling people who are hurting, oh, this is good for you, because that's neither kind nor compassionate. But once we've got a little bit of distance on it, or once we've got somebody who will listen to us, go through our feelings around something until we feel heard, then we can begin to practice this thing called radical forgiveness. So understanding why somebody did what they did and having empathy for them, it can connect us to our own imperfection or humanity, if you will, and it opens the door for us to feel compassion and mercy, and it can lead us to a higher vibration, and that's a good thing. The other thing that is not forgiveness that people pretend to do is forgiving the person but not condoning the behavior, which is a largely intellectual approach, and I think that just masquerades as forgiveness because it's still judgmental and it's still self-righteous. And personally, I can't even imagine, how do you separate a murder from a murderer? You know what I mean? So those are what things that forgiveness is not, but that's what we all try to do a lot of times, because we are divinely created beings and we want to forgive because we know it's good for us if we do. We know it helps us and heals us when we feel forgiveness. But pretending that we don't feel what we feel, or pretending we do feel what we don't feel, that doesn't help. And so radical forgiveness starts from this whole idea of we have to feel our feelings. And then once we've actually felt our feelings, and we, especially if we have someone who can sit with us and be compassionate with us while we feel our feelings, then we can come to see that there was something beyond what we could actually see going on. There is a bigger reality happening than the one that we thought was going on. And that's what all the radical forgiveness processes walk you through, the process. And it doesn't even matter if you believe it. It works whether you believe it or not, which I think personally is quite profound. So there are basically 5 stages of radical forgiveness. And whether you're doing the worksheets that are in this book, or whether you get the CDs and you get the 13-step process or the 7-step process, all of those are working with the 5 steps of forgiveness, or the 5 stages, I should say. Because all of it goes through these particular stages. And I think the simplest thing to remind people about for the radio show is what he had actually talks about in this book, where he gives the simple 4 steps to forgiveness process. And the first step, in case you didn't get to write this down before, the first step is just look what I created. And you're not looking at that from a place of blame or shame or guilt. You're looking at that from a place of, huh, wow, look what I created. And don't fall into the trap of going into guilt around it. And the second step is, I notice my judgments and love myself for having them. Now, see, that's really different than what we normally do, because it acknowledges ourselves as a human being, and it stops all those judgments. And It reconnects us with what's actually happening in our bodies and in our minds, and it allows the energy to shift. And the third step in the four-step process is, I am willing to see the perfection in this situation. It doesn't mean that you can. It doesn't mean that you do see the perfection. All you're saying is, I am willing to. And that's all you ever need, is willingness. And then the last step of the four-step process is, I choose the power of peace. That's just a very simple little process that you can do with yourself anywhere, anyhow, anytime. And there are a lot of other processes that are available in this work and through the website that I was talking about. But no matter what process, what radical forgiveness process you're using, basically you're going to go through five stages in every one of them if you're really working the process. And those five stages are pretty simple. We could talk about each one of them a long time, but I'm not going to try to do that today. I just want to give you an overview. But the first stage is you're telling the story. And what you do in this stage is you really tell your story from your victim viewpoint. You tell it to, if there's somebody else there with you, you tell it to them. And if there isn't, then you pretend like there is somebody else. And you tell them what happened. You tell them how this person hurt you. You tell them everything you feel, how what they did to you, how they did it, how you feel, how your life has been as a result of that. You go all the way into your victim stuff in the telling of the story. And the point of that is that that will bring up your feelings. That will put you in touch with your feelings. What I know from working with thousands of people is that a lot of people actually are so disconnected from themselves that they don't even know what they're feeling. The only feelings they allow themselves is happiness. Anything else they feel, they pretty much ignore it or deny it or avoid it. And so if you let yourself tell that story of what you're really upset about and how it happened, it will bring up the feelings. And that's the second stage of the radical forgiveness process, no matter which of the processes you're doing, is feeling the feelings. What Colin Tippin says is, you've got to feel to heal. And it's the vital step, I think, that so many so-called spiritual people want to leave out, because, or people who are afraid of their emotions, they want to leave this feeling out because they have this idea that they shouldn't have so-called negative feelings. Well, you know what? That's just denial. That's it. It's just denial. And it misses the very crucial point that authentic power, authentic connection, it resides in our capacity to feel. That is how we were created. That's how we show up as fully human. But it's only when we give ourselves permission to actually face the pain that's inside of us and feel it, then can we move beyond it and heal it. The healing journey is essentially an emotional one. But it's not all pain. Don't think that. It's surprising over and over and over to me how if you accept and face that pain, it turns into laughter or joy once you go all the way through it. David Hawkins tells you that. Eckhart Tolle tells you that. Byron Katie tells you that. Radical forgiveness tells you that. Every teacher throughout time has let you know that there's nothing to fear. Face what you're afraid of. Go all the way into it, and you will come out the other side. And so the second stage of radical forgiveness is that, feeling the feelings. And then the third stage is actually collapsing that whole story. And so what this step does is it looks at how the story began, and it looks at our interpretations of the events that led to a lot of false beliefs that we're now holding in our minds, and that have, in large part, determined how we think and feel, not only about life, but about ourselves. And so what this step of collapsing the story does is we come to see that for the large part, these stories, it's actually untrue. And it just keeps us stuck in a victim archetype. And when we felt the feelings and then we come to this part of it, what happens is we get empowered. We suddenly have a choice. to stop giving all that victim energy our life force, and we retrieve our energy. It's like we take back our power, and all those stories and all those false beliefs that we made up, all those interpretations we made, they just sort of die a natural death, you know? So, and then the fourth step, or the fourth stage, I'm sorry, these are the five stages in the radical forgiveness process. And the fourth stage is reframing the story. So whatever your victim story was in the beginning, in this stage, we let ourselves shift our perception in such a way that instead of seeing the whole thing as a tragedy, we just become willing to see that it was, in fact, exactly what we wanted to experience and was actually essential for our growth. And so in that sense, it was perfect. And, you know, sometimes we'll be able to see that perfection right away and get the lesson and move on. But most of the time, it's just a matter of giving up the need to figure it all out and surrendering to the idea that there is a gift contained in it, whether we know it or not. And in that act of surrender, that's where love can actually enter us more easily. That's where the gifts of the situation are more easily received, is in the act of surrender, because that's where transformation happens. And so we don't have to believe any of this. As long as we're willing to entertain the possibility that it might be true, that's enough. Isn't that amazing? And the fifth stage of any radical forgiveness process that you're doing is integration. And there's a lot of different ways that Colin brings forth as a way to do that. Because after we've allowed ourselves to be willing to see the perfection or the gift in the situation, and we've turned those victim stories into ones of gratitude, then we have to integrate that at a cellular level, at an emotional and a mental level. We have to integrate it into, so that it becomes part of who we really are. It's like when, if you're on the computer and, you know, you're working on something and then you hit save, it puts it in the hard drive. That's how it becomes permanent, when we integrate something. And so there's a lot of different ways to do that integration work. So it doesn't matter which of the radical forgiveness processes you're doing. And like I said before, there's a bunch of them. But they all sort of go through those five stages. What, for me personally, the seven-step process seems to work the best for getting me into the emotion of the story, whatever it was, the pain, the hurt, and then walking me out of it in a way that feels enlightening and empowering and freeing. So it's pretty amazing stuff. So we're going to talk some more about this. We're going to take another little musical interlude here, and I want to play you another song. This is also actually from the one of the Radical Forgiveness CDs, and this song is called Healing. No, I want to play What I Need. This is What I Need. This is also by Karen Taylor Good. I think you're going to enjoy this.
Thought he didn't, looking mad, it's plain.
sounds familiar, doesn't it? Don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. Thank you so much for listening today. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. I want to thank all the people who have contributed to keep the show on the air. I really appreciate that. And if you would like to make a donation to help keep the show on the air, I would love to take your pledge. You can do that online at WAIF883.org and just put in Inner Divinity when you make your donation. You can also contact me personally through any of my websites, just my name, louisadyer.com or .net, and I'd be happy to take your donation that way. And we are an all-volunteer, listener-supported radio station, so without your contribution, we would not be on the air. There will be no other place where you can hear shows like this, especially shows that focus on spirituality and not religion. And so if you like the show, tell all your friends about it and make a pledge today. That would be wonderful. The number to call at the station to make a pledge for Inner Divinity is 513-749-1444, or like I said, you can do it online. And again, I just want to really thank everybody who has already done that. I really, really appreciate. I also want to say thank you to my underwriter for the show, Women's Way of Ohio and Kentucky. They celebrate women in the arts. Women make contributions in all aspects of the art world, transcending old ways of thinking with unique perspectives. Women's Way celebrates female writers, musicians, actors, and fine artists by having special concerts and film showings, an annual Swan Day, which stands for Support Women Artists Now, every March, and also Friday Night Salons at 6906 Plainfield Road. A current schedule of events is posted online at womenswayohio.org, and their phone number is 513-923-1414. Thank you, Women's Way, for underwriting the show. And so what we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks is forgiveness, and specifically radical forgiveness. And the whole idea of radical forgiveness is transforming that victim archetype, because that's really what it is when we think somebody made us feel, somebody made us do something. Because the truth is, nobody can make us feel anything. We, each and every one of us, are responsible for our own feelings and for our own thoughts. No one else makes you angry. That can only happen because of something going on inside of you. No one else hurts your feelings. That can only happen because of something going on inside of you. And so what radical forgiveness is about taking responsibility for being that divine creation of God that the song we were playing earlier, Perfect Work of Art, sang so beautifully, is to be the way we were created. I think it is our birthright to be happy, joyous, healthy, awake and alive and aware and really joyous, to have bodies that work perfectly, to have minds that are sharp and know how to think clearly, to have an emotional state that is excited and enthusiastic about every moment. Most of us don't live that way. And the reason we don't is because we have repressed pain from various times in our life, or because we're busy suppressing the pain, which means we know it's there but we ignore it, whereas repression is, it's so far below our level of consciousness we don't even know it's there, don't even remember how it got there. Suppression is when we know it's there but we pretend like it isn't. We try really hard not to feel it. Or projection, where we ignore the feelings inside of us and we just project them out onto other people and pretend like they belong to other people instead of to us. So, you know, we don't need to get into the psychology of that. But the whole point of radical forgiveness is to transform that victim archetype that so many, the vast majority of us actually live with. The part of us that says, you made me, when it's a lie. Nobody made you. Only you have the power to change your own feelings or to change your own thoughts. And so that's our primary mission. If you read Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth, you can read it in there. If you read David Hawkins or Byron Katie, or, you know, even if you read the New Testament, Jesus talks about this. Every spiritual teacher we've had throughout time has, in one way or another, told us that our primary mission here in this lifetime is to raise our consciousness to the place of love and gratitude. We can't do that if we think somebody else is in charge of us. We can't. We have to know that this is our spiritual mission, to be responsible, to be free, to be clear in who we are. It's like, if we want to heal, we have to make it our mission to heal, because it's a lot easier to avoid or deny healing, and it's a lot easier just to float along and pretend like everything's okay, even though you're having to, you know, take drugs for what's going on in your body, even though, you know, you have relationships that are falling apart, even though there's evidence all around you of how much needs healing inside of you. Most of us are happy just to ignore that and to keep pretending like everything is fine because we don't want to do the work. Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you that doing the work is worth it. I've had to do it because I wouldn't have lived otherwise. And of all the people I've worked with, nobody has ever said, oh gosh, I'm so sorry I did that work. Because you know what? Doing the work, it feels magnificent to come out on the other side of it. It feels wonderful to not have to take drugs for what's wrong with your body. It feels wonderful to not have to take drugs for what's wrong with your mind or your emotion. It feels wonderful to have joyous, happy, friendly, uplifting interactions with everyone that you know. And you know what? Most of us don't. Because most of us are carrying around so much buried pain that we haven't had a way to even look at, much less let go. And so that's what I really love about this radical forgiveness, is it gives us a whole bunch of different, but all of which are really simple ways to actually look at the pain that we've been burying inside of us that's affecting our bodies and our relationships and our minds. It gives us a way to look at that, to feel the feelings behind it, and then transform them. Isn't that wonderful? That is amazing. We are going to probably talk a little bit more about radical forgiveness next week, because I want to talk about the assumptions and the sort of the metaphysics behind radical forgiveness and why it works as profoundly well as it does. And for today, I just really want to say thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for all your donations. I really appreciate it. Oh, and I want to let everybody know that all of the shows for the last year are now archived on my website, louisadyer.com. There's a link at the bottom of the homepage that you can listen to all the shows that we've done here on Inner Divinity over the last year. So I hope you listen to those if you want to. I've had a lot of people ask me about it. And we are going to close out today, as usual, with a song from Faith Rivera called God Is. That's the truth of it. I want to let you know there's a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So if you want to connect on Facebook, by all means, do that. And I will see you back here next week from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. I hope you have a marvelous week. And I hope you let yourself be willing to forgive yourself and anyone else. I hope you let yourself be willing to begin to consider that everything happens for you rather than to you. It's a magical concept. It makes a huge difference. See you next week. There I am.